I'm about to do my exams and my parents are getting divorced. Thursday the 20th of March, 0958 GMT. Hearing that your parents are getting a divorce is hard, but there are ways to work through it, says a student blogger.
In a few months, I'll be taking my A-level exams. I'll be doing them during one of the most emotional times of my life. A few weeks ago, my parents told me they were splitting up. They'd asked my older sister to come back from London, but she didn't know she was in for this bombshell. When it was dropped, she started to cry. My mum did the same. She couldn't stop. She apologised to her again and again. She apologised to me and said she'd kept it from me for 2 weeks because I'd had mock exams to prepare for. Going through your exams is hard enough without having to deal with a family breakup as well. I'm used to serious arguments and the inevitable awkwardness and dinnertime tension that follows. Mentally, I've prepared for the divorce announcement on a number of occasions. It might seem that just before my A-levels is not a great time for this shock, but I feel lucky that it didn't happen when I was younger and less emotionally well-equipped to deal with it. I'm trying to distance myself from my family problems and focus on my revision instead. I really want to get the grades I need for university. There have been some unexpected silver linings. The emotional explosion in my household is actually bringing me closer to my parents. Mum is paying more attention to my school life and has more time to help with my revision. She has always been a pillar of support, but I'm finding this new one-on-one relationship helpful for my studies. Just because you're over the age of 16, it doesn't mean you're unaffected when your parents get divorced. The news was unbearable for my older sister, particularly because she lives away from home. The emotions might be harder to deal with. The time after a divorce announcement is difficult for everyone. Teenagers are under a huge amount of stress before A-level exams, and family instability just adds to that. If anyone is unlucky enough to be going through this, particularly if you've had no prior warning, then you should seek help from every possible source. Despite convincing myself that I'm doing okay, I'm still keeping my friends as close as possible. Strangely, unloading your thoughts on a stranger can be extremely satisfying. My school nurse deals with everything from toothache to pressures at home, and most schools have a similar service. The house is quieter now, but not to the extent that it's eerie. So it's actually easier to do my work. My parents aren't together anymore, so family time has been reduced, but not to an extent that I'm feeling lonely or rejected. Life is simpler now, and more importantly, there will be fewer arguments from now on. My parents will be happier in the long run. I'm hopeful that if I keep my friends close and give myself time to revise, I'll get through this, and my exams too.